Friday, 7 October 2022, our food markets continue to be very dynamic in terms of commodities that are coming into the markets. Our markets, they operate 24/7. They don't close really. Although some people may go home, some activity will be happening behind the scenes. Food will be traveling all the way from many areas to the markets quietly overnight so that in the morning food is available. This is what happens in our mass market. They're associated with the freshness, food which hasn't been in a fridge, from farm, from soil all the way to the market and then to consumers, to the port. So this is what happens. Our food markets are really very important in making sure food continues to move, make sure nutrition is available all the time. Today, potato supplies have gone down. We've seen prices really moving up. Just $4.50 from $3.50 to $4 yesterday. Small, $5 to $6. Medium, $6.50 to $7. Large, $7.50. Extra large, $8.50 today is quite an increase in prices. Just showing that really demand is high. Being a Friday, a lot of people are buying for events like weddings, like church meetings, and you know, all other things that really bring people together. They are a very important part of spot markets. Markets where a lot of cabbages are consumed. We see a trend where potatoes, cabbages, tomatoes and onions, demand increases during weekends because that's when there are a lot of all these events that bring people together where consumption happens at once. So these are very important events which we need to really continue recognizing in terms of what they do in terms of, you know, supporting our food systems. Tomato today, Sandak is down to $8 to $12 from $14 to $20 yesterday. We are seeing a lot of our own local tomatoes coming in now. Gem tomatoes from Chegutu and many other areas, Mutoko, Mrewa, and many other places. We see ripening is happening much faster now due to the heat. The October heat is really having an impact on our food, especially fresh food. Wooden box, $1.50 to $2 now, down to that price. Can you imagine, which is often the price of a plastic dish. Plastic dish today, $1. So onion prices have gone down due to the heat and, you know, supplies have also increased. Quick ripening due to the heat. So it means we need to think about cooling facilities and, you know, preserving our food so that it doesn't go bad quickly. Assuming there are no consumers, tomatoes don't stop ripening because there are no consumers. They will continue ripening. So we really need to do something to organize ourselves, make sure our food is available. Don't lose a lot of money. Cabbage, $0.25 to $0.50. There's quite an increase there. The demand is also high during weekends usually. Covered, $3.50. The price is quite high. Supplies are low. Rep, $2 to $2.50. It's also quite an increase compared to yesterday. It was about $2.50 to $2. Beetroot bundle, $1 to $2. Onion 10 kg pocket, $4 to $6. It remains firm. Bundle, $0.50 to $1. A bundle of about $6 to $8, depending on size. Those are king onions. Semia, that's a 60 kg bag of onions, $23.25. Still very firm. A cauliflower broccoli, $1.50 a kg. Is not changing much. Chili pepper, $1. Garlic kg, $2.50. It's firming up. Ginger, $1.50 to $1 a kg. Supplies have actually increased. Then we have turmeric, $1.50 to $2 a kg, also very, you know, very firm. Okra fresh, 5 liter, is going for $3 US, like that for the whole week now. Eggplant, $1. Lettuce, $0.50 to $1. And then mushroom dries, panet, $1 to $2.50, depending on quality and, you know, quality and freshness. Red and yellow pepper, $2 to $2.50 a kg. Oyster mushroom fresh, $1 to $2 a punnet. Dried food section, we have matemba. Still, it's seen a marked increase in matemba price today for the first time in many weeks. $39 to $43 a 20 liter bucket of matemba today from $36.38. So we've seen a marked increase. Looks like demand is increasing. Supplies are also slightly really going down. A 30 kg semia is now $240. It's about $235 to $240. So also an increase of quite significant amount of dollars. 30 kg semia of matemba. We've seen a movement today. It's quite a change. Matemba 20 liter bucket remains $35 to $38. So it's also shifted by $3 really. And the 60 kg bag is now up to $230. So we've seen a movement in matemba. From the previous works, it was 230 per 60 kg semia. So you've seen just an upward movement in our food, in our indigenous food, in response to buying power, in response to inflation and other factors. Sugar beans, 16 to 20, not changing much per 2 liter bucket. Soya chunks, $2.50. 5 liter, and then our dry is very stable, not much change there. Munyemba $16 a 20 liter bucket. Munyeve $14 a 20 liter bucket. Mutsine $15.16. Cova and cabbage dried $15.18. We have been talking to some chefs, hotel chefs. They were telling us that they are trying to encourage farmers and traders to really preserve their food in a proper manner. A lot of the vegetables that are bought from our mass markets have a lot of soil. They were saying munyemba, munyeve, usually when you try to boil them again, you find that a lot of soil sits down, more like a half a gallon is soil, showing that really we need education on how to preserve our food. Some farmers dry them on, you know, in areas that are not very neat, where soil and rodents also get into the food. But then when it comes to the market, it's very difficult for consumers to use the naked eye to see these issues. So we need to really promote freshness, which is why we think it's important to have departments that look at food in the markets to assess some of these issues, impurities which may have effect on consumers. Dried fish, $1 to $5 each, depending on size. High-value crops, not much change, but we see quite a dominance in presence of sweet potato, $3.50 to $5, a 20-liter bucket, 60 kg bag, $18.25. Still doing very magogoya. It's been in the market for months and months now. $12 to $13, a 20-liter bucket, 60 kg bag, $55.65, 120 kgs of magogoya, and $8.90. Still doing very well. Butternuts, $25 to $40 today. It's quite a range. Supplies are quite high and demand is also high. And then carrots, $10 to $12, supplies have also increased really markedly. Green pepper, $25.30, is quite an increase in price compared to 15 yesterday, showing that really supplies are also quite low now, demand is quite high. Cucumbers, $18 to $22, fine beans, $30-$35, it remains like what it was yesterday. 15 peas, $15 a 20 liter 60 kg baked. Green millets, dozen, $2 to $3 a dozen. Sugarcane bundle, $7 to $12. Still very firm. Fruit basket still very strong. Masau, $1.50, a 5 liter. It's not changing much. Supplies are actually increasing now. And they're also really ripening much faster. Matowe, $2, $2.50, a 5 liter. Still doing Veroni bucket, $5.50. It's not changing. Mawuyu, 5 liter, $1. Supplies are actually also quite firm, although demand is also quite firm. Apple box, $15.18, 2 liter a box. Avocado each, $20.50. Banana crate, $9 to $10. Oranges, $2 to $4 a pocket, still doing very well. Apricots box of local produce, $10 a box. Pears, $18 to $20. Strawberry panet, $1.50 to $2. Grapes a box. Grapes are on song, $16 to $20, doing very well. And then popo, $1 to $2, depending on size. Nectarines, $15 a box. Rusica tamarind is still doing very well, 360 grams, is going for $1. That's a panet. And then we have peaches crate, 20 kg crate, $10, still at that price. Supplies are quite also very steady. Coconut each going for $1 to $2. Watermelons each, $1 to $5, depending on size. Pineapple box, $10 to $12, still very strong. Lemon bucket, $3 to $4. We have quite some risky business around lemons. Fruit crops, maize grain, $4 to $5 a bucket, not changing much. Maize umare, $20 a bucket. Zungumu show shelled, $4 to $20 to $28, doing very well. And then we have unshelled groundnuts, $4 to $6 a bucket. Mumare groundnuts, $10 a bucket. Nyimo shelled, $18 to $26, quite a range really, depending on variety, on quality, and many other factors. Sugar beans bucket, $10 to $12. I mean, that's soybean. I mean, $10 to $12 a bucket, still doing very well. With a lot of farmers who are doing soybean, others are selling to processing companies. Wheat, goros, that's $7 to $8 a bucket. Popcorn, $16 to $18, not changing much. Cowpeas, yeah, but $12 to $16 a bucket. Sunflower, $6 to $7 a bucket. Munga, $8 a bucket, that's pearl millet. Then we have Rio, that's finger millet, $16 to $20 a bucket, still doing very well. Rice shelled, that's our brown rice, indigenous brown rice, $40 a bucket. Unshelled, $20. And then we have Mafunde, that's sorghum, $20 to $12 a bucket. Not changing much. Poultry section, ordinary broilers, 5 to 6, still doing very well. Mothers, 8 to 10, these are bigger ones. Off layers, $4 a bed, depending on size. So still doing very well, really, for cooker people do that. And then roadrunner hens, $4 to $6 a buck each. Cocks, 5 to 7, not changing much. Hunger, $7 to $10 each. Ducks, $9 to $12 each. Turkeys, $15 to $25 each, depending on size. Pigeons, $1.50 to $2. Rabbits, $7 to $12 each. And then we have eggs, small, $2.20, $2.50, that's a crate. A medium, $3 to $3.30, still very firm. Large, $3.50 to $4 a crate. Processed foods, Dovi, that's peanut butter. 1 liter is going for $2.50, still very firm. Maputi, a very big packet, 50 cents to a dollar, depending on size and quality. And there are a lot of people now are doing Maputi. Others are putting too much, are putting nzungu in there, and there others are putting a bit of more salty, and it depends really. There's quite some variation there. And refined cooking oil, 2 liters going for $4, 5 liters going for 10 to 11, it's firm for a long time at that level. And then we have maheu, $2. And then maize meal, also 10 kgs going for 5 to 7. So we see our markets also really selling a lot of commodities that are coming into the market. So our markets, as the October heat continues, we really see our markets continue to work very hard. Usually early in the mornings, that's where business is quite high. Over the weekend, now as we prepare for the weekend, we see a lot of movement really in terms of commodities that are leaving the market, going to different places for various uses. This is very important. Our markets continue really to show us some very important signals about our food systems. Prices are not changing much really, although we hear that price of processed foods often change, but they no longer dictate our inflation. It's dictated by our mass food markets. So that's why we see, even if inflation is said to be high, or even if our consumer council and other people say the food basket is now around so many Zimbabwe dollars, ordinary people continue to buy food, to afford food, even if they are not on salary. Shows that we really need to use the correct indicators of mapping our food systems. We can't use our processed foods or companies to measure inflation or to measure the price of food. We use our mass markets because that's where the majority get their food. That's where the majority really get their income. So we really continue to implore the Minister of Agriculture to be present in our mass markets, as well as the Minister of Industry and Commerce. Please, you can't be trading anything without really talking about markets. ZimTrade, where are you? Then you need to be in the market. You can't just talk about what is happening in Dubai. You're just saying so much food is needed in DRC. You need to talk how much support are you giving to domestic markets. That's where you start to build our export markets. Everyone with some food should be able to walk to your nearest kiosk and supply food and sell and get some income. That's how we should build our economy. We can't continue talking about irrigation all the time or wheat. Look, food is more than wheat. We need to talk now to shift towards our indigenous food. There's a whole movement about our indigenous food. We have a whole range of chefs now who are really doing indigenous food, focusing on it really big time. For instance, Rainbow Towers, group of hotels, they have set aside Wednesdays and Fridays as days for traditional food, showing that really we need to move towards our own indigenous food and promote it in a big way. That's how we can ensure our resilience. Because this food is not really produced in areas like Ukraine and others. It's produced by local farmers. Let's support our own local producers. Let's support our own local markets, local farmers. That's how we can build a very strong economy. As always, we are going to continue monitoring these markets to make sure that we keep you informed about what is happening in our mass markets. We also need to continue to address issues of mandate creep or unclear mandates between government departments. One of the reasons we see a lot of refuse not being collected around food markets around some areas by municipalities is because there's confusion. There's an assumption that that work should be done by EMA, Environmental Management Agency, as well as the local authorities. It's not clear who does what. So local authorities end up saying, Emma, you are the ones responsible for refuse collection or collecting rubbish around markets, around even residential areas. So continue doing it. On the other hand, Emma is expecting local authorities to do it. So we need to do that to really be clear about who does what. Which is why last time I was saying, look, the Minister of Agriculture should be clear where they begin and end. We have a whole section on environmental health. There's also a view that Minister of Health should be coming in because they are responsible for food safety in our markets. Where are you, Minister of Health? You should be having a presence in the market. You can't just wait for people to come. When people fall sick, then you say, come to the hospitals, come to clinics. No. Go to the markets where they are getting the food, because if people are really consuming food, which may end up really affecting them, and they will end up seeing the healthy budget growing up or increasing. It's because we are not taking care of the basics, taking care of the food systems, taking care of food markets. So I was created to say, maybe the Minister of Health should be the one that should be setting up a laboratory at mass markets, working together with the Minister of Agriculture. So these mandates should be very clear so that we really support our agro-based economy. We need to work hard as a people, work together. We can't leave some things just happening, mainly because there's no complainant. Some of the bad things happen in our country because there's no one to complain. If no one complains about maltreatment of farmers in the markets, it remains an issue which no one really can address. So that's why we are raising our voices. We are trying to really say, look, let's do something to support our farmers. These are our unsung heroes, our vendors who are selling food. There's no shed where they are working. Many people who are working in our mass markets. Where are you with the International Labour Organization or Ministry of Labour? A lot of labor issues are happening in the markets. Safety, worker safety really needs to be ensured. Most of our people, really, especially those people who carry food, people who use push trucks, they are exposed to a lot of hazards which no one is taking care of. NASA, where are you? NASA should be seen in our mass markets. There is no point in our pension organizations that are just keeping money and investing in houses or building of houses, but not investing in market infrastructure. We should be seeing NASA, you know, all these public service, medical aid society, investing in markets, because that's where people get food. That's where your clients really meet challenges in what they eat, and they end up claiming a lot of support because they are not being given the attention where they need the support where they need it in our food markets. So we are going to continue really calling out on people who are really not doing their job, people who should be supporting our economy. We need to continue to support NDS. We can't achieve it if we don't support each other and really make sure everyone plays their role. As usual, my name is Charles Dewa. I'm going to continue really monitoring markets using my organization, M. Cambo, working with many other actors. Let's work together really to build our economy using agriculture. I expect him to be receiving more feedback from many people across the country. So I don't mind leaving my mobile number so that you share this audio with many people who care about food, many people who care about conscious health, consciousness around our food systems. So my mobile number is 0772-137-717. 0772-137-717. And the name is Charles Dewa E. Mukambo. Wishing you a good weekend. And don't forget, you are what you eat. Thank you very much.